The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise, designed to explore what unity in the body of Christ sounds like within our communities and beyond. Don't just listen to it, be a part of it. Now, here's your host, Bible teacher, writer, broadcaster, and lover of God, Kaz Taylor.
Hello, my friends. I want to be in pictures. Now, that's an old song. Some of my older listeners will recognize that song, but it has something to do with the content of this broadcast today. A lot of people enjoy watching movies, in particular if they are PG or PG-13 rated, and if they have a good, solid, wholesome Christian message, that would be to a greater benefit of all. And so that is one of the topics we're going to be talking about today when I'm introducing to you a dynamic award-winning filmmaker. And she's a writer and a producer and an actress as well. Her name is Alexandra Boylan, and she is and her sister have an outreach called the Boylan Sister Films, a.k.a. Mustard Seed Entertainment. And Alexandra, we're going to spend some time with you, and you're going to walk us through the life and lifestyle and ministry of a young lady by the name of Alexandra Boylan. Oh, that's you.
Hello, Kaz. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
It's a pleasure. And so you've got so much to share. I don't want to spend much of my time blabbing away. I just wanted to encourage our listeners that we're dealing with a lady who knows an awful lot about Hollywood without actually being part of quote-unquote Hollywood, and she's been involved in trailblazing in Hollywood and beyond for a couple decades. She has a feature-length film, and Catching Faith streamed on Netflix for a couple years, and it really has since then has spawned a sequel. She's got so much more to share, but also some insights about Christian acting, female leads, and the status of Hollywood and their growing interest in Judeo-Christian films and video. So, Alexandra, why don't you start by giving an overview of who you are, a little bit of your life and life story, and your tie-in with the film industry, and we'll take it from there. Alexandra Boylan.
Thank you. Beautiful introduction. So I grew up in Massachusetts. My father was the pastor of the Byfield Parish Church. And at a very young age, I loved acting. I loved films. I knew I wanted to move to Hollywood and be an actress. And at the tender age of 19, my parents helped me move to Los Angeles, California, so I could pursue my dreams as an actress. And I spent 10 years pounding the pavement as an actress in Los Angeles, trying everything I could to break into the industry. And no matter how hard I tried, I just could not catch that break. And, you know, when you're young, you think, I'm going to go out there and be a movie star. And then you get here and you find out how challenging it is. And I didn't know anybody, just being a minister's kid from Massachusetts. And after 10 years of kind of doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results, I realized that I really needed to change my life. And whatever was not working, I needed to change it. So I actually moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico. I kind of went out there to resurrender my life to the Lord, kind of wander the desert, as they say, and go.
Literally.
I wandered the desert. And I went out there and I just was like, all right, God, what I'm doing for my life is not working. And I don't want to be in control of my life anymore. I give my will to the Lord. And I opened up my hands and said, whatever you want, God, I'll do it. And if it isn't the film industry and you take it away, okay. And I really, really, really surrendered my life to God, saying, I think as an actor, I was really pushing my own will. And I finally just opened up my hands and said, I'll do whatever you want, Lord. And I ended up meeting all of these independent filmmakers in New Mexico. And I was like, wait for someone to choose me? What if I choose myself and I start making my own movies and I start creating things to give myself an opportunity? And I found all these independent filmmakers in New Mexico. We started making stuff, shorts, web series, and teaching ourselves how to create films.
Yes.
And then in the year 2011, I swear that God called me to make faith-based films. And I was like, whoa, okay, God, let's go. And I'll go. And I called my sister. We got an opportunity to make our first faith-based film. It had, the requirement was it had to be football. And I called my sister, Andrea, and she lives in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. She's actually a pastor's wife and a clinical licensed social worker. And I said, would you want to team up with me and write a faith-based family movie? And back in 2011, we looked at the landscape of the faith-based, and we weren't really seeing a lot of women being represented in the leading roles. And we know the Kendrick brothers, we know the Irwin brothers. We actually talked to the Kendrick brothers and they were like, you know what? We're speaking to the men. You guys should totally speak to the women.
Oh, I love it.
So we decided to make a female-driven football faith-based movie called Catching Faith. And I was back in Los Angeles at the time, and I had moved back from Albuquerque, New Mexico, back to Los Angeles when this opportunity arose. And our budget was so small for Catching Faith that I either could do the movie or keep my apartment. And I gave up my apartment. I put everything I owned in storage and I said, okay, God, I'm in this to win this for you.
Oh my.
And I moved in with my sister and I spent the next year living out of a suitcase, traveling around, creating Catching Faith. And we made that movie on a shoestring budget with a lot of help. And we just really believed that God wanted us to do it. And that film went on to become the top 5 consistent selling movie for the distribution company. And it's been seen all over the world. We went to Cuba on a movie tour where women's lives were changed. And I stood up in front of the church and told the story about giving up my apartment and thinking, look what God was going to do with that sacrifice. He was going to take this film and change the world. And I would do it all over again if he calls me. And that was the beginning. That movie did so well, it jump-started our next movie and our next movie. And we've now made 6 faith-based films.
I love it. You know, let me jump in here, and because there's a comment that you made earlier that our listeners here in San Diego County, many of them love motion pictures and movies, and many of them have a piece of a vision. You, at the very beginning, had a piece of a vision. You had an idea that you wanted to be involved in entertainment, and you took it as an actress role, and you realized that that was only a small taste of God's vision for you. It was actually going to be larger, actually producing films instead of acting, but acting is still has remained a part of it. But my listening friend, because of you, God has given you nuances of his vision. But sometimes the vision he gives you is too big for you to get all at the first time. So he allows you to take a step like Alexandra took a step into acting, but that wasn't the fullness of the vision. So God had to say, put on the brakes. And all of a sudden she realized that her vision was a lot bigger. And as we go through this interview with Alexandra Boylan, I trust that it's going to help you understand that sometimes he gives you a piece of the vision because you can't handle the big one, whatever that vision is. And all of a sudden, you take a step and you go, it's not working like I thought it was going to work, Lord. He goes, that's because you're looking too shallow. You need to step back and look at a broader perspective. So I love this, and I love Catching Faith. And that movie, as I understand it, streamed on Netflix for a couple of years. Is that right?
Yeah, it streamed on Netflix for 2 years, was on Amazon, was in Redbox. It was everywhere. It was on the shelves of Walmart. You know, we just were so blown away by what God did with our tiny, tiny. It was like we always talk about that movie as like we offered a loaf and a fish and God multiplied what we had on set. We really didn't have a lot of money to pay for things, but when we needed something, God provided. And and when you're making a movie, sometimes you don't know if that film will get finished or get out into the world. So, you know, even on Catching Faith, we were like, well, if it's only to minister to the people who are here to make the movie, it was incredible. We had a lot of people come to know the Lord on our set of Catching Faith. And I remember being like, well, if this is what you wanted, God, and this is it, then that's enough. And then everything from there was just like more and more. And we were like, wow, God is really using this. And it's just been so exciting to see. It's been 10 years and it's still selling on the shelves of Menards.
I love it. Is this something that you can go into Netflix or Amazon or somewhere and actually find it again? Or are there other ways to view Catching Faith?
Yeah, Catching Faith is available still on Amazon. And it's also on a free streaming platform called Tubi. It's on Apple TV. It's anywhere that you can rent or buy a movie, and it's streaming for free on Tubi. It did its 2-year run on Netflix. It also did a couple year run on Hulu, and now we're on a new streaming platform called Tubi. And
did
people
you
can
say,
watch it there for free.
Is it F-R-E-E-V-E-E? Is that how you spell it?
No, it's Tubi, T-U-B-I.com, and it is a 100% free streaming platform.
Very good. So we're coming up to a break here, Alexandra, but I love the starting of this show because it really shows how God works in people's lives if they are listening to him. And sometimes part of listening is changing gears in midstream.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk more about that in the next segment. And also a lot of things that happened about Albuquerque, New Mexico, and how that relates to you as well. My listening friend, I hope you're engaged by this from this dynamic award-winning filmmaker, writer, and producer, and actress. We'll talk more about that and so many more things when Alexandra Boylan and I come right back.
This is Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. More Come Together San Diego is just moments away. Come Together San Diego with Kaz Taylor on K-Praise.
Welcome back, my friends. If you're a person who loves good, clean motion pictures, and maybe even loves the storylines, and you may have an inclination towards writing something also, that's something that we're going to be talking about in this broadcast. I've got my co-host and guest, Alexandra Boylan. She has a film outreach called the Boylan Sister Films, also known as Mustard Seed Entertainment. And she's talking a little bit about her life and times, and hopefully this will be an inspiration to you, my listening friend, regarding motion pictures, writing, or just listening to God and obeying. So, Alexandra, would you be so kind as to continue your discussion? I think we are just about ready to launch into a new place from Los Angeles mentality into an Albuquerque, New Mexico mentality. What did that look like? What did that sound like? And what does that have to do with our listening friends? Alexandra?
Oh, yeah. Well, I really believe that when we give our life to the Lord, he gives us our life back tenfold. Like, I really had this dream that I thought that that's what God wanted. And then going to Albuquerque and taking time to rest in the Lord and kind of put everything aside and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do with my life? And pivoting, you know, we talked about that. You said that, Kaz, like sometimes in life we have to pivot. And if we're, you know, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, that's a problem. And I think God, you know, I felt like I was supposed to move to Albuquerque after being in LA for 10 years. And I had been praying about it. But I just couldn't pull the trigger. Like, I was afraid to leave LA. And then I lost my apartment and my job in the same week. And I was like, okay, God, I hear
you. There's a message there.
There's a message there. Yep. He was like, you got to get out of here. I need you to be removed from LA. And then going to Albuquerque was so incredible because I felt this peace of leaving Los Angeles, taking off the weight of everything that I thought I was a failure. I went out there and was like, all right, God, what am I supposed to do? And then it's really awesome to see how God was going to use all the things I did in my 20s to actually propel my filmmaking career. So nothing was wasted. And we say this all the time. Nothing's wasted in the waiting. God's timing is not our timing. And every time we step out in faith and create a new project, we see that God had his hand on the timing of everything we're doing. And we're always praying, and being in the will of the Lord is way better than being in our own. Let me tell you, I was in my own will for 10 years. And the second I was in the Lord's will, I was like, oh, this is so much better. And
And
I didn't even know all these skills and talents that God had given me because I was so sort of focused on one thing. And then when I started writing and producing, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know I had this talent. And God's like, I had to like take you to the desert so you would learn that I gave you all these other things. And it was just going to look a little different than how you envisioned it. And honestly, now that I write and create, I don't even, you know, I used to put myself in all the movies as an actor, but I fell so in love with telling stories, and I feel such a responsibility to speak truth into our culture, especially to young girls, that I don't even act as much in the films anymore, because now I'm so in love with telling stories and getting to be a part of creating a culture that leads with love and a culture that knows God. And every one of our films, it takes so much time to do that. I'm like, acting is on the side. I'm going to write and produce. And how funny if I hadn't have surrendered my life and said, all right, God, what do you really want? I might never have found out all these things that he had planned for me.
Exactly. And that's a real good message to our listening friends. Sometimes we think we have the nuance of a vision that God whispered in our ear and embedded in our heart. And that's true, but he only embedded that which you could handle at the moment. And from exactly. that from that point, he goes, your vision is too small. Step back. And New Mexico was stepping back for you. And my listening yeah. friend, God may have you in the stepping back mode, because mm-hmm. we're in times right now where he needs you to use all your skill sets and all your calling for changing the world from your skill set and your perspective. I mean, isn't that so, Alexandra?
So true. You have to. Sometimes it takes some waiting time, some just listening to be patient. And then when he says go, you got to go. I mean, literally, I gave up my apartment because I felt like God was like, this is what I want you to go. So there was a rest time in New Mexico. And then there was a go, 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 pack a suitcase, give everything up and follow me and go on this. And, you know, we really stepped out in faith on Catching Faith and literally and. I just still am blown away that what God has done. I'm so honored that I get used by the Lord to create stuff for him. And I would never, ever want to do it any other way after, you know, the power of being in the will of Jesus is yes. incredible.
Alexandra, sometimes you use the phrase, we did this and we did that. And that includes your
yes.
sister named
yes.
Andrea. And
yeah.
She is married and doing things, but she's also co-writing and co-creating with you. And that, my listening friend, what the deal is, sometimes it's just not you running the whole vision. It's sometimes you have people to your left and to your right that are going to help you and empower the vision. And in Alexandra's case, is she your twin sister, Alexandra?
No, she's my older sister.
Uh-huh.
She's the oldest. We have two brothers in between us, and then I'm the youngest. So And it was so awesome that in our adult life, God was going to bring us, you know, she lives in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. I lived in Los Angeles. And then we never had any inkling that God was going to bring us together in our adult life to create for him.
Oh, I love
and,
it.
You know, my sister was a stay-at-home mom, and she also is a clinical licensed social worker. And so when I called her, she said yes. And she's like, I've never written a script before. I don't know anything about movie making, but she said yes. And she is incredible. And you're right. I mean, no one person is doing anything. Everything in life is a tribe. We have a filmmaking tribe. We have so
sure.
many people who bring these films together. So I say we all the time because, yeah, I can't take credit for the hundreds of people that come alongside us to bring these visions, my sisters and I vision to life. And everything from pre-production to production to post to marketing to the distribution, there are so many people that come alongside us and help us create these. And we just feel so honored that we get to tell stories that we make up in our head, and then we get to go watch it become a reality. And the other really cool thing about what my sister does is she writes all of the companion materials. So mm-hmm. all of our films come with Bible studies, youth groups, high school curriculums, because we're not just a movie. We are a mission, and we want families to be able to watch our films and then sit down and talk about the message of the story.
Yes.
And we give them books and downloadable materials, so it's a family they can connect and talk about this, because it isn't just a one-off movie. We want to influence families to open up conversations that they might never have had they not had this movie.
I like it. You know, in the next segment, we're going to talk a lot about the other ancillary elements that are tied to this. But one of the statements that you made is your sister didn't know anything about film writing. But I'll tell you what, she knew a lot about film watching. You know, my wife and I all watch a movie, and my wife goes, that's a stupid twist on the plot. That's dumb. Or, you know, it could be said better or acted better. And so, you know, when you have people that have a wholesome point of view and say, you know, that could be done better and more glorifying to the Lord, all of a sudden she may not have known a lot about the writing, but she had an awful lot of understanding about the viewing, and then she applied that to the writing skill, and all of a sudden, you know, God's will is more clearly seen, because the people that are oftentimes writing the script care very little about Judeo-Christian values or what God through Holy Spirit is saying.
Yes, and we care so much. And, you know, we as minister kids too, you know, we grew up with limited things to be able to watch. And we loved Amy Grant. Like, she was our rock star, you know? And I'm so grateful to Amy Grant, because if I met Amy Grant, I really wouldn't have a lot of music to listen to or movies. So when Andrea and I looked at the landscape, we thought, let's do it better, and let's provide for young people in the entertainment industry what we had from Amy Grant in the music industry. So she was a huge inspiration for us, and Michael W. Smith and a lot of those, you know, Christian artists. Yes. That were doing music really different. That's what we're doing with our movies. We're trying to reach the young people. We're living in the most illiterate time for young people of the Bible. And we are like, how can we create content that makes them want to open up the Bible and learn about the love of Jesus?
Very good. Very, and that's so true. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a whole market that sometimes is under-targeted young people. A lot of people know that are not in the Christian wholesome environment mode. They're communicating with young people, but to draw them away from God and godliness. It's wonderful to have people that love the Lord and are listening to the Lord, and the Lord is creating content for them that are going to that's going to impact them. But it's not only content dealing with motion pictures, but also in other content, like you are creating, like stories and other things as well. We're going to talk more about that in our next segment, Alexandra. And my listening friend, I hope that you're enticed by this. I want to be in pictures, but you may not be in pictures. You may be tied to writing things or just partnering with somebody else who can bring you along. So, Alexandra, I think we struck a chord here. And my listening Fred, I know that you're interested in how this is going to impact you and your life. So we'll talk more about that and so many other things when Alexandra Boylan and Kaz, when we come right back.
More Come Together San Diego with Kaz Taylor is next on K-Praise. Now, back to Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise with Kaz Taylor.
Hello, my friends. God wants you to take whatever he's given you and jump into that. And once you jump into it, you'll realize that maybe that was just the starter fluid to get you going. He may introduce other things as well. If you're a person who enjoys entertainment, we're going to use that topic to springboard you into whatever your calling is. I'm so honored to have Alexandra Boylan. She has an outreach called the Boylan Sister Films, but beyond that, it's also known as Mustard Seed Entertainment. And I was pleased that she talked about Mustard Seed Entertainment, because entertainment is broader than just a motion picture here or a motion picture there. Entertainment embraces all facets of entertainment. And Alexandra, I think you were pleased to discover that this term entertainment also embraces some other things that may deal with motion pictures, but it's also dealing with writing, book writing, other creative aspects. I want you to share this with our listening friends right now, because they may have a vision, but also that vision is attached to other visions, and they may be just surprised how God expands their vision into the bigger picture. And Alexandra Boylan, you can be a spokesperson on that behalf.
Absolutely, yes. It all takes that one yes and then taking steps. You know, I had never written screenplays before, and I just started teaching myself. And I think there is something to that. Like, when we get an opportunity, we have to sort of say yes and step into it and try. We're big believers of you've got to try. And then, oh, if it's God's plan, watch him multiply it by your wildest imagination. And we, you know, like we said before, we didn't want it to just be films. We wanted to have companion materials and then also a book. So on our last film, our most recent film, Identity Crisis, Andrea and I decided to write a novel. We actually reverse engineered the process. Usually you have a novel and then you turn the novel into
that's right.
a movie.
Yep.
But
however,
we did it the other way around, because we were looking, we're always looking at the landscape of what's going on in culture and what's needed. What do young people need? And there isn't a lot of great YA books that are clean, life-giving, Christian fun book. So we were like, let's take the script and let's teach ourselves how to write a novel. And so Andrea and I sat down and we wrote the Identity Crisis novel, and we published that along with the movie, so that, you know, sometimes when kids watch something, they might be on their phone or distracted, but we thought it'd be great to have a novel, because then if they're reading it, you know, Identity Crisis is all about teaching young people that their identity lies in Christ, that they were created on purpose, for purpose, by a creator who loves them. And so we thought, well, if we could publish a book and then they could read that book, then even more they could digest and understand that they were created by a creator. And so the book was a lot of fun. And now we would like to we're going to write novels for all of our movies from here on out, because we think the more we can give our audience to continue to strengthen their relationship with Christ. Mm-hmm. And also, yeah, and it was a lot of fun. But like I said, we had never written a novel before, but we were like, let's write a novel. We can do it.
I love it. You know, that parallels quite a bit with my background as well. In the early years of my adult business life, I was involved in writing commercials. And so, you know, the commercials are basically small motion pictures. And, you know, audio and video as well. So I guess when people say, have you ever written scripts? Literally, I've written some screenplays, but also more realistically, I think I've written thousands of commercials, literally thousands of commercials. And what you have to write, you've got maybe 90 minutes or so in a film. I have 60 or 30 seconds to tell the story. So that really helped hew my skill sets so that I was able to write screenplays, but also write other materials, support materials as well. So I can identify with that, and my listening friend, perhaps God has given you pieces that have a play in the bigger picture as well. Tell us a little bit more about this and what you would like our listeners to comprehend as you do.
Right now, and like we say, you know, God always lays it upon our hearts about what we're supposed to write and what we're supposed to make. And 3 years ago, Andrea and I came up with the idea of Identity Crisis, about a shy science whiz in college who struggles with confidence and insecurity. And she figures out how to clone herself in order to create what she thinks is the perfect identity, only to discover that God already created her the perfect version of herself. And he gave her all the courage. She just had to try. So we were talking about this idea, and then we watched society become kind of crazy with the enemy trying to confuse our young people of where their identity lies. And we thought, whoa, God is doing something here. We have to make this. We have to get this message out. And we just released this movie in September, and we know for a fact that God had the timing perfect, that he placed this idea in our heart 3 years ago. We started writing the script, and then we were able to make it and then get it out there at a time where kids are desperate to know where their identity lies. They just don't know, because unfortunately our culture is the enemy is confusing our young people. And that's so sad to us. And we are so excited that we're able to release a movie that clears it all up for them. Their identity lies in Christ. And also, you know, in a screenplay, you can't always write what the person's thinking, because movies are a visual medium. So what was really fun with writing the novel was that we got to go into the mind of Madison Montgomery, the lead girl, and really talk about what she's struggling with. And the words we say to ourselves are very powerful. The Bible talks about this all the time, and we need to speak better words inside of our mind. And that's what the novel talks a lot too, is that if we think one way, we're going to live that way. And it's why he says to meditate on things that are good,
yes,
things that are pure. And so that was... Every film we've made has been, the timing has been so incredibly perfect for what our society needs and what our culture needs. And that's why Andrea and I are always just, you know, praying and then doing and then waiting to see what God's going to do with it and when it's going to come out. Yeah.
And one of your phrases was, you have a heart cry for young people. And you're right. The young people are getting bombarded by the other side. The bad guys are trying to confuse them and cause them to go other directions. There's so many applications about going the wrong direction. But you and your sister are writing things, not only books and screenplays, but actually producing movies that are tied to communicating with young people. And I appreciate mm-hmm. the fact that, you know, when you're writing in a book form, you have the opportunity to write about their thoughts, where it's less likely in a motion picture to include that component about their thoughts. Moreover, mostly it's their actions. So you can include several different things about that in your screenplays and actually in your books and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a huge heart for young people. We feel like we need to reach this culture. And a lot of faith-based films tend to skew a little older uh-huh. and for parents and older generations. But we're like, the next generation is the youth, and we need to be talking to them. And we need to, for them to, and our biggest goal is to make God hip and cool to young people. So we make hip and cool movies. We try to be excellent in everything we do. We want to elevate our quality. We want kids who watch our films to not know the difference between that and Disney, besides the fact that the message is much better than Disney. But we want the quality to be so amazing that these kids go to school and tell their friends. Or our favorite thing is that girls use our movies for slumber parties. And they get to use it also as a ministry. You know, these young kids are looking for things that they can share with their friends. And that's where we're providing that. And like, our favorite thing is to hear that Girl Scouts and schools and youth groups and summer parties are showing this movie. And I love that's something we're able to speak into, because we need to provide that for them. They don't have it. And the content that's coming out of Hollywood for young, especially young girls, is deplorable.
Yes.
And Andrea and I are like, instead of complaining about the problem, we're going to solve the problem, and we're going to step up, and we're going to do something about this. And we're always praying for people to come alongside us and pray for us and support our work, because the studios will never get behind what we're doing.
Yes. You talk about confusion and the enemy trying to use confusion in the scripting and movies and so forth and so on. But you're just giving an alternative that the young people can say, oh, you know what? This really rings more true than all the stuff I've been ingesting. And so I'm going to kind of take a different look at the topics that I'm embracing. And all of a sudden, you have changed lives. So about time for us to take a break, Alexandra. I'd love to talk more about this, but also I want to dig more deeply into some of the faith-based films in particular and how those played a role, and in particular the sports-related one. A lot of people are interested in football or sports movies. We've talked a little bit about those as well. So my listening friend, I hope you're engaged in this topic. Everybody loves movies if they are wholesome in particular. And so we're going to talk more about that, and maybe some specific movies and topics that are going to change lives. My listening friend, Alexandra Boylan of the Boylan Sister Films and Mustard Seed Entertainment, and I will talk more about that and other things when we return.
This is Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. More Come Together San Diego is just moments away. Now, more of Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. Here's Kaz Taylor.
And welcome back, my friends. My co-host and guest for this two-hour broadcast is Alexandra Boylan, and she has a ministry movie outreach called Mustard Seed Entertainment. I love it, and we're going to talk more about some of the motion pictures that God has stirred she and her sister to be involved in. Her sister's name is Andrea. They are in separate parts of the United States, but they coalesce one with another. They get together, and they change lives by the content of their motion pictures and other content as well. So, Alexandra, I invite you to give us some more information about these different motion pictures and how they are impacting young people lives and beyond.
Yes, thank you. Yes, well, all of our films are Catching Faith 1 and 2, Wish for Christmas, Switched, The Greatest Inheritance, and Identity Crisis. And it's just incredible to get messages from all over the world that our stories are changing lives. And we really want to provide parents content that they can share with their kids that's trustworthy, that fills them with God-given truth, and something fun that they can enjoy together. And, you know, Catching Faith, our first film, was about a football star who gets caught drinking at a party, and the cops let him go because they don't want to let the high school star of the football team put him in jail. And the parents find out and they feel like he should tell the truth, even though no one's looking. He got away with it, and he has to go in and tell the truth. And the whole movie is about telling, you know, integrity, telling the truth when no one's looking. And the whole family comes to learn how to tell the truth. And it's a beautiful family story. And we've had so many families come to us and say, you know, we watched this with our kids, and after the movie was over, they would tell us something they've never told us before. And it was like the movie opened up a conversation and gave them permission to talk to their parents about something that they weren't doing. And that's what we love to hear, is that our films are creating conversations, because everybody, nobody wants to feel like we're alone, right?
Yes,
we don't. And so if we're creating content that makes them go, oh my gosh, I'm not the only one going through this, and I don't feel so alone. And now I can go and talk to a pastor, a parent, a youth group, a mentor, and say, hey, this is something I'm struggling with. And our film Switched, which is about two girls in high school. One's a bully. One's a girl she bullies. The girl she bullies prays that the other girl would know what it's like to walk a day in her shoes. And they wake up switched. And they go on to find love and empathy and compassion for each other. And the whole message is love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
It
has done so well. And I think because bullying is so on the rise, you know, another thing about timing was this movie came out in September of 2020, when bullying was on the rise online, social media bullying, because everybody was locked in their houses. And my sister and I were like, wow, God really wanted this film to come out at this time, where kids were struggling with online bullying at an enormous rate. And also, they were locked in their houses without anything to watch. And we were providing something that was giving them life-giving truths about loving the Lord your God with all your heart. And we're hoping that everyone who watches that film goes and looks up the stories that we talk about in that movie in the Bible. And we try to do hip and fun stories that create conversations, but also that the kids love. Like, take those Disney models and make them for Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And so far it's been going great.
let me ask you a question that may seem a little bit off base, but I think we're going to tie it together so it won't really be off base. You talked about Catching Faith, and you talked about Switched, and also a movie, Identity Crisis. How do you determine the location where these are going to be? Are they oftentimes in the Midwest, or are they in kind of a downtown metropolis area? Where do you find the best environment to make these pictures? I suppose that Catching Faith would have to be in a, you know, the rural areas are where football is gigantic, and not necessarily professional football, but college related. Tell us a little bit about that and the locations and how the location itself may be part of the ministry.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Great question, Kaz. I love it. Very important question, because we started very small. We're very independent. We aren't studio based. So we have to go places where the community rallies around our films. So Catching Faith was actually shot in my sister's hometown in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. There's no tax incentive in Wisconsin, but the town was so excited about the movie. They wanted to be a part of it. And they said, what do you need? And we were like, well, we need football stadiums. We need football jerseys. We need extras. We need houses. And you wouldn't believe how the community came around that movie to help us make it, because they believed in the story. And they were like, we want to be a part of creating something that goes in a culture and does good. And so we actually got every location for free. The town, we had a scene one day where we didn't know we needed people in the stands, and it was 7 o'clock at night. And we were like, oh my gosh, the camera can see the stands and there's nobody in it. And we put a notice on Facebook, and all of a sudden people started pulling up in their cars, getting out of their cars with blankets and going, we'll sit in the stands for the scene. And we were able to fill up the entire stadium with people who came out from the community. Unbelievable. Like, I'm telling you, you give a loaf and a fish and God provides so much more. And we have so many of those stories where unbelievable things would happen because of the community. And then the next film we made was a movie called Wish for Christmas. And my father said, why don't you come shoot it here and you can use our church? And I thought, what a beautiful thing to go back to my hometown.
Yes.
So I went home to Massachusetts and I stood in front of my father's congregation. I said, we're going to make a movie. and we need the community. And that day, everyone in church signed up. We had housing for crew, for actors. We had locations, and we had extras. And, you know, it's my graduating, Andrea's and I graduating high school. That's the high school we use. And it was actually a really beautiful thing to go back to my hometown and work with people I went to high school with and get to hear about other how even just catching face had impacted their lives. And then here they are getting to work on this movie. So every film has been shot in a small town, and the community is part of it. We give everyone credits in the movie. We give everyone a credit if they've worked on the movie. And we shot Catching Face 2 and Switched in Louisville, Kentucky, where Andrea went to seminary got her master's degree. The whole Louisville area connected and came and helped us make those movies. We shot The Greatest Inheritance in Columbus, Georgia, also connected to the community. Actually, that entire movie was funded by the people who lived in that town. And then we used the locations there. And then Identity Crisis, we shot at Grand Canyon University, which is the fastest growing Christian college in the world right now. And it's in Phoenix, Arizona. And we met the president of Grand Canyon University, and we told him we were looking for a location. And he said, come on over here and shoot your movie on our location. And we got to use all the students as extras and train them up in the crew. And we had a lot, you know, we welcome non-believers on our film set because we want them to be impacted. And we will have so many people come to know the Lord by just coming and working on our film sets. Grand Canyon University was just incredible because it's a Christian university. So every crew member and actor who came on was being impacted by everyone they were meeting on the campus and coming to know the Lord in such a beautiful way.
Yes. You know, as you look at motion pictures, particularly some of the big budget things, many of the scenes and the stories are based in high profile populated areas that are less conservative in nature and more liberal. And one of the dangers in that is you automatically get stuck with some liberal point of views when people see the, you know, kind of the middle America as settings with real live people that you put wisely in the motion picture, all of a sudden they get a nuance of, you know, the larger population of America, but is less pronounced because the movie industry wants to go for things that are very, very liberal, and much of that is found in heavily populated areas on the East Coast, West Coast, and so forth. And sometimes when you get a taste of middle America, all of a sudden you go, ooh, this is what America's really like. I want more.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break here in the next segment, which will begin the next hour. We're going to talk a little bit more about your journeys and how you had to live out of a suitcase and things like that. So
I did.
So my listening friend, it's about time for us to take a break. And as we do, I want you to maybe communicate with another person and say, hey, there's a great show on K-Praise right now. It's called Come Together San Diego. I want you to listen in with me for the following hour, and I think we'll be thrilled by the content. A lot of people are going to be able to identify with the who, why, what, where, when, and how of God's calling on their life as well. And my co-host will be Alexandra Boylan, and she has a ministry outreach called Mustard Seed Entertainment. We're going to talk more about that and so many more things when we begin the second segment of the second hour of Come Together San Diego. And this second hour, we'll have something for you, and grab a friend and have them listen as well. So Alexandra Boylan and I are going to talk more about these things and more when we come right back.
This is Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. More Come Together San Diego is just moments away. Come Together San Diego with Kaz Taylor on K-Praise.
Welcome back, my friends, to the second hour of Come Together San Diego. For the entire hour and the first hour and the second hour as well, I have Alexandra Boylan. She and her sister have an outreach of movie making and other things called the Boylan Sister Films, also known as Mustard Seed Entertainment. And I think this is a chance. We haven't really talked much about ways to find out more about Mustard Seed Entertainment. We'll do that in just a minute. But I want to give you an opportunity to find out a little bit more about Come Together San Diego and the content that we have. Basically, the content of Come Together San Diego is to engage people who love the Lord to come together and to share some insights and visions. And that's why we have Alexandra Boylan on as well to talk about the motion picture industry and so much more. But by the way, if you want to communicate with me, let me give you an email address. It is, get ready, cometogethersandiego@kprz.com. Once again, cometogethersandiego@kprz.com. You can communicate with me that way, and we can chat about your thoughts, your ideas, and your input. So I think Alexandra Boylan of Mustard Seed Entertainment, this is a good time for you to introduce some websites where people can find out more about you, and we'll use that as a springboard to talk about you and your traveling days and what that means to, you know, how that helped you formulate God's plans for your life. Would you be so kind to start out with some website addresses and so forth, Alexandra?
Yes. Oh, yes. Please visit www.theboylansisters.com. That is our website that has links to all of our movies, where you can watch them. It also has links to all of our companion materials if you wanted to, you know, do a youth group study or a Bible study. And it also has the novel, and it talks about my sister and I, where we come from, what we're doing, what our mission is, why we do what we do, and why it's so important to us. So if you visit our website, it gives you all of the resources that you'll need. And we hope that you will share these movies with your family and get the books and start conversations with your church.
Yeah. Yep. So by the way, my friend, just so that it'll help you access this, let me give it to you slowly here. All one word, theboylansisters.com. Is that right?
Theboylansisters.com, yes.
Okay, the Boylansisters, theboylansisters.com. I had a chance to peruse your website, and that was very – the website itself is entertaining, so I appreciate it, and it gives information not only about movies but books and insights and things like that. So I encourage you to go there, my listening friend, theboylansisters.com. And Alexandra, one of the things that was enticing to me is you had – when you completely gave it over to the Lord, you had to say not only – what you want me to do, Lord, I'm yours, but wherever you want me to be, I'm yours as well. Talk a little bit about the process of God moving you around to make you hit his spots rather than yours.
Yes, yes. Well, yeah, well, first was moving to New Mexico and then taking charge of my career and deciding that I would make my own content and then being called to make faith-based films and not having the resources to be able to keep a place and also make a movie. And I just knew that it was what God wanted us to do. We felt so called that there was a need for what we wanted to create in the marketplace that, like you said earlier, it's very underserved. This is what we're doing is a very underserved audience that we are trying to create as much content as possible to speak into young people and their parents. And so, you know, I gave up my apartment.
Yeah, by the way, it's an underserved audience, but ironically, it's as far as a population, it's gigantic compared to some other areas where other filmmakers who have less of a wholesome heart, you know, they delve into other areas. But the most populated areas in the United States are areas one might call it the Bible Belt, or a lot of faith-based things going on there. And the people in the high population areas have other things going on that you used the word before, end in confusion. These topics that are being presented here are trying to end confusion by showing the real world, real life, and God's plans for you as a viewer.
And it's so true. And there, I mean, there's obviously a huge disconnect between studios and what audiences really want. And I feel like the audiences are speaking now. They're canceling, you know, platforms that are not speaking good things. And you know, we get so many messages from parents who are like, we're desperate for this content. And I'm like, yeah. And, you know, we have to keep providing it because there is a huge disconnect, and it is an underserved, but a humongous, gigantic audience that is desperate for what we're doing.
It is.
Yeah. So So I ended up putting everything, lived out of one suitcase. I had a little Toyota Corolla. I moved in with my sister in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. It happened to be the coldest winter in 100 years that I went there to write the script with her. And I was like, oh my gosh, now I really am sacrificing, because I do love the California weather. The sunshine is beautiful. And I went to the tundra of Wisconsin and was living in Wisconsin with my sister. And we were writing Catching Faith. And then after we felt like the script was ready to go, I drove down to New Mexico. And then I came out to Los Angeles. I Airbnb'd in an apartment for a little while as I was in pre-production. And I was casting the movie and we were crewing the movie. And then I drove from LA back to New Mexico. And I actually remember very vividly, probably 6 months or 5 months into this process of not having a home, not having an address. I was driving at night through the desert and I was praying again, the desert. God just keeps bringing me to the desert, Kaz, but well, I was driving.
I think that's very biblical. I think that's God's plans. Sometimes when he has a big vision for a person or people groups, he puts them through a desert experience. And we can talk about, you know, Moses and Israel and things like that as well. But this is God's character.
This is God's character. And it's late at night and I'm driving on my way from Los Angeles to New Mexico. And I just kind of got nervous. And I was like, what am I doing? I don't have a home. What if this movie doesn't ever get made? What if it doesn't go anywhere? And I was praying and I was like, God, am I crazy? Is this a crazy endeavor? And then I, all of a sudden, it was like the Holy Spirit came into the car and I just felt it in through my bones that God was like, you are doing exactly what I want you to do. You are where I want you to be, and keep going. And I can't even explain to you guys how incredible that feeling is, especially when you're afraid and you're scared. And I was like, I don't know when I'm ever going to get an apartment again. I had given everything up. I wasn't making very much money to make the movie. I was sacrificing. And I was like, and I am so thankful that the Holy Spirit came into the car and I felt a peace that surpasses all understanding. And I was like, okay, God. And I never questioned it ever again until ever for the rest of my life. I haven't questioned it, because look at what he's done with our life and what he was planning to do with our work. But, you know, I went to New Mexico. I went back to Wisconsin. We brought the cast and crew. We filmed the movie. And then I came back to LA, and it was literally about 1 year from the day I gave up my apartment to when I moved into my new apartment.
Oh, I love it.
But I think about that all the time. And I was like, I'm so grateful that our God is with us and he hears us and he sees us. And when we're struggling, he's there for us. Because I really was like, am I supposed to give up? Because, you know, things get hard.
Oh, no, exactly.
I
that's so funny that you mentioned that, because, you know, in my many years of growing intimacy with the Lord, I realized exactly the same thing. And one of the things that you said, I just want to play off of just briefly here. And one of the comments that you made was you realized that you had to give up everything to follow God and God's call for your life. But when you do that, my listening friend, this is for you as well, but when you're willing to give up everything and follow God, you realize that's the only way that you're going to get everything. If you give up everything that you embrace and start embracing the things that God embraces, and all of a sudden the things you give up are stepping stones to the everything that God is going to give you. We've got under a couple minutes here. We want to close this one and then talk a little bit about some of your movie tours that God has put you on as well. And another place outside of the United States tied to Cuba, we're going to talk about that as well. Mm. So my listening friend, here's the message for you as you glean messages from this wonderful interview, and that is God wants us to be willing to give up everything in order to get everything in from his perspective. And that's, you know, look at the scripture. I mean, there are very many instances where you have to be willing to give up everything, like going through the wilderness as it happens with Moses and the children of Israel, to get everything as in the promised land. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about God's promised land for you, and it may include places other than the United States. We'll talk a little bit about that from some experiences that Alexandra Boylan has had. We're going to talk about more about that and other things when Alexandra Boylan and I come right back.
More Come Together San Diego with Cass Taylor is next on K-Praise. Come Together San Diego with Cass Taylor on K-Praise.
Hello, my listening friend. Welcome back to Come Together San Diego. And a topic I think you will appreciate, it really deals with motion pictures and entertainment and much more than that. My co-host for the entire 2 hours is Alexandra Boylan of the Boylan Sister Film and Mustard Seed Entertainment. And we've traversed across different parts of the United the United States in the first couple few segments, and we're going to show how God expands even beyond areas of your comfort, even in the continental United States and the United States. But with you, one of the movies, the Catching Faith movie, Alexandra, took you into other areas besides the United States in a place called Cuba. Why don't you spend some time talking a little bit about that interaction and how, you know, you've got a film that is very popular in distribution, and all of a sudden that is a springboard into other things. Share that with us, Alexandra Boylan.
Yeah, I would love to. Thank you. I want to tell the Cuba story because it's a miracle story. It's a God story. Everything is. But what's so incredible is that God really is the best marketer. And sometimes our films, it's true. And sometimes our films are small. We don't have all the big Hollywood marketing money. But we, when we make them, we know that God will find, he will bring it to the people who need to see it. And that's what's incredible about media. It is such a huge way to get a message out. We don't have to go and knock on doors. People open up their, you know, turn their television on, and there's our movie speaking into their life. And so a woman from Colombia who was living in Florida, who was a missionary in Cuba, happened to watch Catching Faith on her Netflix. And she picked it as her movie to watch for the evening. And she watched on Netflix. And she said she was struggling with her relationship with the Lord. And when the movie ended, she was so moved, so touched, like she had been seen by the film. And the film had touched her heart that she was crying so hard she couldn't turn the movie off. And she watched all of the end credits. And in the end credits, it said, go to this website to get the Elijah Project Bible study. And so she, that night, she downloaded, went to the website, downloaded what she said was a free downloadable PDF of the Bible study. And she spent the whole night doing it. She said it restored her relationship with the Lord. It was so impactful. She went to her church in Florida and said, I think we should do this study at church. And then she reached out to my sister, found her email, and said, the women in Cuba need this message. Would you be willing to let me translate this into Spanish and bring it to Cuba? And she told my sister the whole story. And my sister said, absolutely. Not only can you translate it, I will donate as many books as you need to take to Cuba. And my sister calls me and she says, I don't know what God's doing, but he's doing something huge, because there is no free PDF download of this study. It doesn't exist. And so God created a miracle for that woman to click on something that doesn't even exist in our. So Andrea said, I'm giving all of the books. And this woman goes to Cuba with the books. It blows up. Women are just, their lives are being changed from the Elijah Project study. And they invite my sister to come to Cuba to teach the Elijah Project. So she flies to Cuba. She goes from church to church. Hundreds of women are showing up, telling stories of how this book is changing their lives. Then the missionaries said, well, would you guys all be interested in coming, bringing the movie? Because they don't have the movie, the access to the movie. So all of us filmmakers got together and we all flew to Cuba and went from church to church showing Catching Faith. And then getting to hear the stories of the women whose lives were changed from the Elijah Project. And it was really incredible because one of our investors because our friends and family invest in our movies, came on that trip. And he was just like, this is why I invested in this, to see what God was going to do with this work. And it was like, we ended up giving the movie away to every church. We put it on a thumbnail and we were like, you can have it, because there's no way for them to have access to the movie. And to us, it's just like, that would only happen when God does something like exactly. that. Like there, exactly. And now there are over 500 Elijah Project ambassadors in Cuba teaching the Elijah Project all over the country. During the pandemic, and when they were having a lot of their issues and they lost electricity and they didn't have anything, the women were doing the Elijah Project by candlelight, and they said that it was keeping their faith afloat during some of their worst times. And we just feel so honored to get to be a part of doing that for the kingdom of heaven.
That's right. And, you know, you had to broaden your circumference. You had to broaden your way of thinking. Cuba, you know, when you first begin getting the downloads from God, who'd have thought it would be tied to Cuba and translation into Spanish and things like that? That's remarkable. And your sister has to be glowing as a result of that as well.
She is. She's now been back. She went back again with the Elijah Project 2, because we have Catching Faith 2. So once she wrote those books, and also the books, you know, they started as women's studies, but the men would come to Andrea and say, my wife is so transformed for this. Would you write this for men too? Because we want to be transformed. It. And so Andrea wrote a whole male study as well, so that men can do it as well in like a men's group. So it's just, like we said, it's like one step at a time, and then look at what keeps happening, and that it multiplies, and God just continues to multiply it.
Yeah, and it's important not to have preconceived notions about what you expect things to happen, and you're not going to hear anything else that's outside of your vision. And God goes, taps you on the shoulder and says, my vision's bigger than that. I want you to think not only nationally, but internationally. And
internationally.
All of a sudden, things happen. So,
yeah, we've gotten messages from South Africa. When Catching Faith came out, it actually came out in South Africa first. And a woman found our email and said it was the first time in her life she saw herself as a woman represented on screen. She bought all the books and she was going to do the Elijah Project in her village in South Africa. And we get messages from Brazil, from Australia. It really is. It's really hit the four corners of the earth, because God just keeps making sure that the people who need to see it, see it.
Yes, yes. And how thankful are you that you stepped outside of your own comfort zone to allow the Lord to invest in you and pour his vision into your vision, and all of a sudden things really take off?
Oh my gosh. I always think, like, what if I had not resurrendered my life? I think, oh my gosh, Lord, thank you so much for pivoting my life. And thank you for laying this upon my heart and giving me the strength and to give up my home. And like I said, when I was standing in front of Cuba and churches talking about giving up my home, I said, those four walls mean nothing to me, to see what God was going to do with that sacrifice. And I would do it all over again right now if he asked me to, because, you know, you can't take any of this with us anyway. And, you know, I went back to that storage unit and I was like, I don't even remember what's in there anymore. And I don't even care about it, because it's just stuff. I want to... souls. I know that when we go to heaven, there are going to be people there because of the work we're doing.
Absolutely.
That's more important than an apartment, a bunch of furniture.
Yes, it sure is. Alexandra, I'm going to ask you to step outside the box again here with me, because you're a minister to people and you feel comfortable with that, and I'm going to take advantage of that. We've got our listening audience on this broadcast right now, and some of them may, you know, not even have thought anything about broadening God's faith in and expanding their faith into even a wilderness experience, into the new promised land. Would you spend a moment just specifically talking to our listening audience? Some of them, it may not be really tied to media, it may be some other vision, but would you explain to them how the Lord works no matter what the vision is? We've got about a couple minutes left in this segment.
Yeah. Well, I always say, God doesn't call the equipped, he equips the called.
Ooh, say that again. Say that again.
God does not call the equipped. He equips the called. Mm. And there are so many things that we have done that we didn't even know we could do until we started doing it. And then God laying that upon our hearts to do it. And I also say a lot that what is impossible for us is possible for God. So when he calls us to do something, we have to do it. And even if it seems ridiculously impossible or crazy or big, don't worry, because he is there. And he has done so many things that I've been able to witness, impossible things happening in our work because God is making it possible, not us. We're just the vessels. We're the little tiny people saying, yes, you've asked us to do something. And I'm tiny. I'm just one person, a speck on, you know, planet Earth. But through God, he has been able to multiply our work, and he can do that with you. But first you have to say yes. And then you have to take one foot in front of the other and know that he will be there to provide, and he will equip you. Because you will say, what if you get called to do something? You're like, I don't know how to do that. Well, nobody knows anything until they try.
That's right.
And you have to trust that God's going to equip you and give you the ability to walk out the path that he has chosen for you. And he needs us. He needs his people to step up and say, yes, I will go where you want me to go.
It's about time for us to take a break. Yes, I will go. That's what the message we want to share with you. We've got another segment. We want you to talk about the six successful female-driven faith-based movies and other things. And we'll talk about that and so much more. Well, Alexander Boylan and Kaz come right back.
This is Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. More Come Together San Diego is just moments away. Now, back to Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise with Kaz Taylor.
Okay, so we're talking about the topic of entertainment and how God desires Christian entertainment to circumvent some of this crudola that's going on in the movie theaters. But it's a bigger picture than that. It's a bigger picture than just Judeo-Christian entertainment that is powerful, but it's also a matter of you personally listening and obeying God. We're going to use my co-host and guest, Alexandra Boylan of the Boylan Sisters Films and Mustard Seed Entertainment, to talk to us more about some of the success that she's experienced and the whole desire to bring people into a closer walk of God. But as she shares this vision and she shares some of the things in her testimony, I want you to be able to coalesce particular information that relates to you. And you may not be involved in pictures or anything like that, but whatever God's vision for you is, my listening friend, he wants you to walk through God's directive rather than your own personal perspective. Allow him to broaden your vision and give you broader provision as well. So once again, let me give you the website that you can find out more about Alexandra Boylan and the Boylan Sisters Films and Mustard Seed Entertainment. Here's the website. Pay close attention to it now. It's called TheBoylanSisters.com. T-H-E, Boylan, B-O-Y-L-A-N, Sisters, S-I-S-T-E-R-S.com. Go there, click it, and enjoy the things that God has in store for you there. So I'm going to give Alexandra an opportunity to talk a little bit about some of their multiple female-driven successful movies and how this may impact your vision as well, my listening friend, to bring people closer to God. Alexandra?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'd love to talk a little bit about our film, The Greatest Inheritance. There are so many miracles around that movie. The Greatest Inheritance is about an estranged family that all returns home to get their to bury their mother, but really to get their inheritance. But when they get home, they found out that their deceased mother has buried the deed to the estate somewhere on the property. And she's left clues and challenges that they have to do together as a family to find the deed. Ultimately, trying to bring her family back together and teaching them that the only thing that we inherit on earth is the kingdom of heaven. And that movie is such a powerful story. You know, we go back to talking about giving everything up. Well, what are we really giving up? We don't really own anything. The only thing that matters is bringing people to the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
Because that is what it's. And you know, we had this idea for this movie. We were trying to raise the money to make the movie. We had some opportunities in Columbus, Georgia, But somehow it kept getting derailed, and other things came up, and we were like, we went and made Catching Faith 2, and then we were supposed to do The Greatest Inheritance next, and then that didn't work out and fell through, and then we did our film Switched, and we kept being like, well, what is going on with The Greatest Inheritance? We know God wants us to make it, but the timing has just been so crazy. Well, you know what's amazing is that we finally were able to make this movie in 2020. And out of all of our films, it was the only new movie we could have made during the pandemic. The movie takes place on one location with only 7 actors, and we could do it with a very small crew. And we were like, oh my gosh, do you see what God was doing? God was holding it because he knew that we could only do it at this time. We could never have made Switched or Catching Faith 2 at that time because of all the locations and the actors and the extras. And then we all stepped out in faith of July 2020, and we all went to Columbus, Georgia. We worked with hospitals and doctors out of Columbus, Georgia to make sure that we were a safe film set. And we were able to make The Greatest Inheritance. And then the other incredible thing is that that movie came out right after we went through the global pandemic, when people had lost jobs and they had lost things. And this movie came out to remind them that you're not losing anything if you have Jesus Christ.
Oh, my. You know, when you describe that, I have to smile, because a lot of times God has the gospel message within the actions that he's calling you to do. You're talking about The Greatest Inheritance, and the whole storyline has to do with a deed being buried in this estate. And the whole idea is your very vision for this movie was buried.
Yes,
And which speaks to us. We know when something is buried, from a Christian, Judeo-Christian point of view, we know that means resurrection. And so what happened is God actually showcased his resurrection power in bringing this, The Greatest Inheritance movie into reality. I'm sorry, I like to look at the patterns and symbolism behind activities, because God is bigger than this, just one particular message, just a multiple message tied to his character. So this is what happened there, my listening friends. These kind of things can happen to you. Sometimes your vision seems like it's buried, but he's using the buried vision to show you the power of his resurrection. So I'm handing it back to you.
So true. That's incredible. And that's what we say. We're always like, okay, God, your timing is better than our timing. If you've stopped something, there's a reason. We don't question it. And if we're being held, there's a purpose. And, you know, The Greatest Inheritance, all of the clues are parables from the Bible.
Yes.
And it was so incredible we know that when we speak the word of God out, it never falls flat. And we know that every time we're speaking out the Bible, God will use it. And we were so attacked on that set, not only because we were fighting COVID-19 and we couldn't have one actor go down with COVID or it would have shut our whole show down, but we had the day that we were supposed to do the Lord's Prayer at the funeral scene, everyone had a disaster to get to set. And so we prayed every single day. I mean, we had prayer warriors on that set because we were like, we know this message is a big one. Every movie we make are big messages that we know that the enemy does not want these stories told. And so we have prayer warriors, and we were shooting the scene with Jaleel White. He plays the executor of the will in the movie, and he kind of tells all the parable stories, and he is, you know, wrangling the kids and getting them to play these games. And we were supposed to film the final scene of the movie where we talk about Jesus, and it really is the whole message of the film. And every time something happened, we couldn't shoot that scene. And we were coming down to the last day. This is a true story, Kaz. We're coming down to the last day we had with Jaleel White. And we're all like, what are we going to do? We've got to get this scene. It's the most important scene of the movie. It's the whole message of this film. And it starts raining. We hear that rain is coming. And we were like, oh my gosh, we call every prayer warrior, let's pray. It cannot rain or we won't be able to get this scene. And so we're praying, the rain doesn't hit us. We shoot the scene. We all, literally the second we're done filming the scene, the rain comes down and we all run into the house. And the woman who owned the house came over to us and said, look at the weather map. It was raining all the way around her property, but not one drop on her property. And is that not the most powerful? I mean, thank goodness for our prayer warriors and praying that God held the rain from a circle on the map because he knew we needed to shoot that scene. Because we also know that that scene is going to go out and change someone's life who's going to see it. And oh, we have so many of these incredible stories. So.
That's right. That's right. So one of the things, my friend, if you have a vision, it's always nice to surround yourself with prayer warriors.
Yes.
They can help accommodate the prayers that are focused and God's intervention will follow. I appreciate that. We've got a couple minutes left in this. Would you share once again the website, and we'll share it again in the last segment. But I want you to set the stage for the last segment. We'll talk a little bit more in the next segment about your books and films and companion materials and other things like that.
Yeah.
So give us a website. Once again,
all
we've
right.
only got about a minute and a half left in this segment.
Okay. Please go and visit www.theboylansisters.com. TheboylanSisters.com. Visit our site, share it with your friends and family, tell people about our movies. Word of mouth is really how our films succeed. We don't have a big marketing budget. And so if you love it, tell your friend about it and share these really important messages with people.
Very good. Thank you, Alexandra. Boylan.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, we've got one more segment.
All right.
One of the things I like to do in the last segment, we can summarize everything we've talked about, but also give you an opportunity to share a bigger picture about some of the other books and films and companion materials. We'll talk more about these things and so much more because, my listening friend, God has a plan for you, and a lot of times he uses things like this as an illustration of how he can work in your life and your plans.
Yeah.
We'll be talking more about this and many more things as we close this show in the last segment. So guess what? Alexandra Boylan and I will be right back.
This is Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. More Come Together San Diego is just moments away. Now, more of Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. Here's Kaz Taylor.
Well, welcome back to the LAST, the last segment. We've been talking with Alexandra Boylan. She's a dynamic, award-winning filmmaker. She's a writer, producer, and an actress as well. And her heart cry is to do trailblazing movies, but more than trailblazing, they're Holy Spirit blazing with the power of God's Holy Spirit. And in the last segment, we talked a little bit about a movie called The Greatest Inheritance and how the last scene looked like it wasn't going to happen because it began to rain. And what happened at the close of this segment as you looked out the window right now?
It started raining. It was crazy. Right when I was finishing telling that story, it started raining outside. So I just feel so like the Holy Spirit is with us and he's moving. And I pray for everyone who's listening, and I hope that this inspires you and encourages you to chase the life after God.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so let's spend some time talking about the Boylan sisters, you know, the books, the films, the companion materials are a big part of the story, and explain a little bit about creating your career, not only in Hollywood, but wherever God led you.
Yes. We just have felt we see such a need in the market space, like we talked about, Kaz. Like, we see a need, and we don't believe that the studios will ever get behind what we're doing because, you know, we actually, Identity Crisis, our newest teen girl family-friendly movie, was pitched to some of the major streamers, and that movie is all about teaching young people that their identity lies in Christ. And we had streamers come back and say, this is not the direction we are going with our YA content. And that breaks my heart that they will reject our movies because they do not want, the major streamers do not want that message of young people's identity lying Christ on their platform. And so, you know, but God always provides a way, and we keep making these movies and we keep trusting that God will find the marketing. He will find the people that need our messages. And we're always praying about what is the story that, what does society need? What does culture need? What do families need? What do kids need? And You know, we have many more films that we've written that we're working on trying to get off the ground and trying to make and hoping to do many more, because we know that this is so needed in our culture, and families are desperate for things that they can connect to their kids on and open up conversations. And that's one of our favorite compliments we get from parents, is that they'll watch our movies with their kids and they'll have conversations. How do you live out the messages of our story? You know, being a Christian, every single day walk can be messy and hard. And we try to speak into those things. We don't always have the answers, but we actually like to ask a lot of questions in our movies, because then it leaves the audience a chance to talk about it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So I want you to, once again, like I had you do before, I want you to relate this to our listening friends. Because God's got big plans for them as well, and it may not mm-hmm. be tied to the entertainment industry, but it may. So what do you have to say from your where you put on your ministry mantle and share that with us?
Whatever God is calling and placing upon your heart, I encourage you to go, to do, to be what God needs you to do. Whatever it is, he needs you to be faithful and step out. And he needs us to be the hands and feet of him on earth, because that is why we are here, is to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth and to the people. And whatever he's calling you to do, just take the little steps and don't look at the forest for the tree, because you'll get overwhelmed. Just a tree at a time. It's like, okay, one step in front of the other. If you had told me where I would be now 10 years ago when I started Catching Faith, I probably would have been overwhelmed. If I knew how long it took to make a feature film, I might have even stopped. But if you just do one step at a time, then the next thing you know, all the steps have been finished. Oh. But if you look through the whole entire forest, you'll be like, oh, I'm too overwhelmed, I can't do it. So just whatever God's laying upon your heart right now, take that first step to begin to do whatever he's asking you to do.
Yep.
And then watch him multiply what you do beyond your wildest dreams. And he needs to use you. So you must go do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's a good message. And my friends, you've heard this message before. The grandest journey has to begin with the first step. So if you're in that area where God has a great journey, and you know in your heart of hearts that he has a great journey for you, well, don't worry about the hundreds of thousands of steps it may take to get from here to there. Just worry about that first step. And every step of the way, God is going to vest and invest in you. And sometimes when you can't see that you making the steps, just hop on his shoulders. He'll take a step with you in his arms.
Yeah, so, I know. A lot of people come to me and say, oh, I feel overwhelmed with this or that. And that's what I say, just one step at a time. You don't have to be overwhelmed. And God will meet us where we're at, and he will use us. But he can't use us if we're not willing to go for it.
That's right. And, you know, he's not going to be able to use you if you're just not willing to do that very first thing, and that's that first step.
The first step.
The first step.
And
give us the website again before we go.
Yeah, so please visit theboylansisters.com, theboylansisters.com for all of our resources, our movies. We have Catching Faith 1 and 2, The Greatest Inheritance, Wish for Christmas, Identity Crisis, and Switch. They are all clean, appropriate, life-giving, faith-based films one of our mottos, Kaz, these days is we are kids love and parents approve.
I like it. Kid loved and parent approved.
And parents approve.
I love
that. Yes.
So you've got, you know, one of the things that God does is when you start walking in his direction, all of a sudden you know that he's got other plans in the future. I'm sure that he has many other strategies to use through you and your sister. You want to give us a very brief overview of things possibly in the works? They may not even be in the works right now, but you have the opportunity to speak a word of faith, and let's observe and see if God brings those to fruition as well. What's on your heart right now for the bigger picture that's even beyond your grasp now?
Yes. Well, one of the projects that we are really trying to get off the ground right now is called Technology Tripping. And it really speaks into what's going on with kids and technology and addiction. And it's about a teen girl who is addicted to her devices. She gets all of her likes and her loves from her devices, which is happening more and more today. And she is actually being raised by her grandmother because she was abandoned by her mother. So she's in foster care with her grandmother. And she's in a text-related car accident and is court-ordered on a technology-free road trip with her grandmother. Oh, and these two go out on a road trip that heals family wounds. They said if you want to get a kid to talk, put them in a car and take their devices away and let them talk about what they're going through. And that's what this whole movie is about. And it's about a three-woman generation story. It's about family. It's about technology. It's about addiction. Andrea is actually working on the 12 steps to the Christian worldview of the 12 steps to technology addiction. So just like there's a 12-step program for drugs and alcohol, we're working on, they're going to be coming out with a not faith-based version of the 12 steps to recovery from addiction to technology. But we are going to put out the Christian worldview 12 steps that families can do with their kids to get off the addiction to technology. This is the next addiction we're experiencing, and the kids are actually more depressed right now and more influenced by social media. So this movie really talks into that, and it really changes this young girl's life on this road trip when she steps away from her devices, looks up, and connects with her grandmother, and actually is able to talk about things Love that it. She's been struggling with.
Yes, yes.
And it's a very important message. So please pray for us and that we can get this movie made and get these materials out there for families to be able to talk about the addiction to technology.
Okay, so the name of the movie will be, at this juncture, it's the working title of Technology Addiction, did you say?
No, it's Technology Tripping. So it's a road trip and tripping, technology tripping.
Okay, I get it. Technology tripping. So we've got a minute left. So we got about a minute left. So let me start by thanking you very much, Alexandra Boylan, for sharing some insights on this. Once again, their website, pay note of this, and that's theboylansisters.com. And I just want to thank you personally for spending a couple hours with me, Alexandra. You've shared some insights that are remarkable. And my listening friend, I'm going to, as I say so long to Alexandra, I want to share with you some insights on future shows. Next week, we're going to actually go to the NRA conference that happened at the end of last month in Nashville, Tennessee, and talk with a roundtable with some of the leaders of leaders and see what is on their mind is going to impact you as well. So thanks for joining Come Together San Diego, my friends, and Alexandra Boylan. I appreciate your time as well. My listening friend, it's about time for me to go, but just know that God is in the middle of your mix if you allow him to use the wooden spoon and stir your pot. We'll talk more later. God bless you all.
Thanks for joining Kaz Taylor and his many friends, including you, for Come Together San Diego. Join us again next week as we explore what unity in the body of Christ sounds like within this county and beyond on Come Together San Diego. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker, and then let's all come together San Diego next Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. on K-Praise.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.